Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome, welcome to Bashani Radio in New York City, where we always talk about everything. You already know what this is. This is Michael Muse, Mr. Broadcastpreneur. Where overcoming your fear is not an option. I'm the author of Rise and Burn and From Pain to Power. And I'm excited because you know what Get Your Business Right is all about. We're about putting people in the right environments, meeting the right people, and making the right power moves. I'm excited because I meet some of the most fantastic people. I'm here to tell you, I love what I do. There's no way I stop doing what I'm doing, because when you love what you do, it's not a task, it's not a chore, it's your passion, it's your mission. This is what I love to do. I love to share how my life and the things in my life can help other people. So I just want you to know that it's never too late to go after your dreams. It's never too late to go after your goals, because now is always good. If you don't know what now stands for, that means no opportunity wasted. And that's what we're all about in this show right here. No opportunity wasted. I don't want to waste no time. This young man right here has been making people laugh for years. This young man right here, everything he does, he's become a leader, a thought leader. And I want to introduce him first by his moniker, which is JD the Smile Hustler, a.k.a. Jermaine Nichols. Jermaine, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, absolutely great. Glad to be here. Glad to be a part of this mission.
JD, we're excited to have you on, man, because we're dealing with some peculiar times right now.
Absolutely.
We're dealing with people for the first time in their lives with the pandemic. A person had to truly face who they are, how they interact with people.
Right.
And they had to deal with that a long time.
Yes.
And they had to evaluate themselves, not on what society says about them, but they had to look at the reality of the situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And first of all, let's get into how did you go from being Jermaine Nichols to JD the Smile Hustler?
Well, actually, it's just a moniker. I'm always Jermaine Nichols. That's what was kind of crazy about this whole thing. People treat me as though it's a Clark Kent Superman type of situation. And it's just really me being me. First of all, the name JD the Smile Hustler never came from me. That is a name that was given to me by God. A lot of people don't believe me when I tell this story, but it really is how I was named. My original stage name, when I ventured off into really doing comedy professionally and I'm becoming a professional entertainer, my original stage name was J.D. Money, because my real name is Jermaine Derard Nichols. So I wanted to play off of my real name. And when people would ask me, why they call you J.D. Money, I would say, because I just don't have none.
I just don't have none.
Yeah, I thought that was a hilarious joke. I thought it was a great, funny opener. But later on, it came to realize that, you know, we have what's called power of the tongue. Anybody that reads the Bible knows that there is power in your tongue. Like we always say, the pen is mightier than the sword. That is the tongue.
That's right.
And so the tongue has the ability to speak both blessings and curses.
That's right.
And so you have to be careful what you say, because the things that you speak, you can literally speak into existence because of your belief system. People don't believe that, but it really is true. So as I proceeded to, again, venture out into a comedic career, one of my main mentors, who I claim to be like my comedy mother, which is Coco, the laugh therapist. She was one of the first people to ever give me an opportunity to get on a mic and even think about doing comedy whatsoever, and it was actually done accidentally. That's a whole nother story. But I went to her and I told her that I was going to be pursuing a professional career in comedy, and I even had a great stage name. So she's like, oh, let me hear it. And I was like, JD Money. And she was like, that ain't it. That is not it. And I was just so broken, like, whoa. She's like, yeah, we can't, yeah, that ain't it. You gotta do better than that. That is, I'm not get behind that. So I'm like, man, because I really wanted her endorsement and the whole nine. So it was like, okay, what do I change it to? Because I just thought I had to hit the money with that right there. So we'll just say a couple days, maybe a week or so pass, in a spiritual Holy Ghost epiphany, I was revealed my name, JD the Smile Hustler. And I did exactly what majority of people do when they hear my name, which is JD the Smile Hustler. What? And right at that moment, I swear to you not, God, through the Holy Spirit, revealed to me exactly what my life would look like if I committed to this name and allowed it to do what it was supposed to do. And I seen everything. And I'm here to tell you that through the commitment, through my faith-based commitment, I have received and continue to receive blessings from being obedient, which is, again, one of the main reasons why I hold on to my spirituality very true and boldly as I, you know, travel these waters, these entertainment waters, because the entertainment waters are treacherous. Singers will tell you, musicians will tell you, comedians by far will tell you. I think comedians are the most unappreciated, most used entity in entertainment today and yesterday, okay? It's the one profession that I know of for sure that everybody believes they can do it and give it no value until they need it. And even then, they still don't value it. They want you to do it, but they don't want to pay you or again, appreciate you financially for what you were, for what you've done. It's crazy.
Well, you know what, JD? What you said, you said a mouthful right there.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of, you said something that sparked my interest. I know the audience definitely want to know more, but you mentioned entertainment, and mm-hmm. you mentioned just how treacherous it could be and how much it can affect who a person is and even affect the direction of their life.
Absolutely.
And so let's talk about your background and your spirituality. How did your path, a journey with your spirituality take place for you to get to this place to have that spiritual maturity to get into comedy and not get caught up like everybody else?
Well, it's crazy because my path, as I try to explain to people, God allowed me to go through entertainment backwards. A lot of things that people are trying to do now are fighting and scrapping and again, stabbing each other in the back or whatever to get, to hold, to do. I've already done, except for social media itself. I mean, and social media is just nothing but, to me, just self-promotion, just about staying consistent and just, you know, staying about your business. But I came in through entertainment first, or well, my spirituality starts with my grandmother. I just put it like that. My spirituality actually starts with my grandmother and my mom. We grew up Kojic. If you don't know what Kojic faith is, the Church of God in Christ, probably the most committed religious sect out there in the black religions. I hate to say it, but it's like a black cult. It really is. Now that I've gotten older and really realize what it is. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do have some great things that have come out of me growing up Kojic. I have great faith base, great spiritual knowledge, biblical knowledge. I think I have a great understanding of who God is, how he moves, the Trinity, the whole nine. I do thank my mother for also being open enough to allow me to have other spiritual experiences, because I did go to Catholic school from 8th grade all the way to 12th. I also went to Lutheran school. I went to Lutheran school from, 2nd grade to 4th grade. And so, again, I got a lot of spiritual experiences. When I went to college, I studied Buddhism. I studied the Muslim religion, just to get a full understanding of the religious basis, of the religious standards and whatnot that were out there. So I wouldn't, because I hate being not in the know. I've always been a child always been a curious child. So I love knowledge. I love learning. I love understanding. I have a great mouthpiece. So I'm always talking to people. So I never wanted to sound like an idiot in having conversation with people. I like to have a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge to help, you know, inside, to contribute to the debate. When I went to college, I took, mid European culture studies or whatever, right. But I learned about Socrates, Aristotle, and the like. And exactly. So, yeah, so in that, I really paid attention to, again, philosophizing and, you know, pondering and then debating amongst like-minded individuals to come up to a consensus. So, but yeah, so my spirituality definitely comes from my grandmother, from my mom, and then, of course, my own personal religious travels. When the comedy, I can't put that on nobody but my dad. My dad and my dad's side of the family, totally humorous, hilarious. Some of my biggest influences in the game.
Right.
And I try to be like them. I can't help but be like them because I'm naturally them all day, every day. So I would say definitely, yeah, they are definitely the ones that I, you know, I look to and listen to. They've influenced me quite a bit. Also, I have to say, being growing up a very dark-skinned person with very large feet and being extremely skinny growing up, that led to me going right into comedy. I had no choice. I grew up, if you ever know, everybody knows, when you're a kid in the 80s, it was a thing called playing the dozens. I was horrible at playing the dozens. I had no jokes for people. People always had jokes on me. So by the time I got to, say, my 9th, 10th grade year in high school, I realized the best way for me to maneuver, seeing how I could not tell jokes on people or was not good at it, was just tell jokes about myself. And I think that was, at that moment, is when everything changed. When I learned that I could talk about myself better than anybody else, it took away everybody else's weapons. It took all the power out of their jokes, and it became, you know, they became passe. And then next thing you know, I'm the funniest guy in the room because I'm telling jokes about myself that nobody else could tell.
That's absolutely amazing right there.
Mm-hmm.
To definitely see where, for yourself, that you took a situation that was uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
and you grabbed it by the reins, and you became the funny man because you made yourself the center of attention. You took the imperfections that you saw, and you knew that certain things were going to be used against you.
Right.
And since you knew certain things were going to be used against you, you used them for yourself. Therefore, that you knew that, you know what, if I say this about myself, whatever, that I can handle when I say it.
Exactly.
But now, if they laugh, they laugh because I said it and it's the truth.
Instead of laughing at me, they laugh at me.
Exactly.
Yep.
Man, well, you definitely have been making a mark. I know you just participated. You were the MC of a big event called Backsliding.
Yeah, my man.
It was a sold out crowd.
Yeah, good friend Mike Larry just put out his second one man special called Backslide. Definitely looking to be seen on Netflix, Amazon Prime, and the like. So yeah, I was able to given the opportunity to host that, which is was a big honor for me. So I was happy and honored to do that. That was awesome. Like I said, 1,400 people, sellout crowd. Man, that's history in my book.
And that was definitely amazing. Definitely for Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely for the talent in the comedy Detroit, which you play absolutely, with you being on stage and emceeing and leading everyone into.
Well, I consider myself the uncle of Detroit comedy. I'm going to self-proclaim myself that. Nobody's given me that title. I've given it completely to myself. But I plan to be a major staple in Detroit comedy scene for a long, long time, as long as God puts breath in my body and gives me the opportunity to do so. Because I feel that, like anything else in life, there has to be a level of accountability. There has to be a check and balance. And I feel that today's society is too entitled. A lot of people feel just because I have an iPhone or just because I make a certain amount of money or I live in a certain area or I drive a certain vehicle that I am allowed to have or say or do. And that's not the case. That's not how life works, period, especially for African-American community. You have to understand that there's a cost for everything. Right. There's a consequence for everything. The law of inertia is in place to explain simply that. Law of inertia states that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Absolutely.
So you have to know that there's a good and a bad to every decision you make. There's a good and a bad to everything you say. So I personally, again, have anointed myself the uncle of Detroit comedy simply to, again, assist the comedic scene in the Detroit area to be admonished and honored, as well as be vilified as one of the most competitive, affluent, and talented markets in the comedy game. I go other places, Chicago to name a few, where, again, you're not allowed inside of their set. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're a part of their set. They don't care if you're from, they don't care if you're out of town. They don't care how funny you are. They don't care nothing about that. They all about Chicago, and rightfully so. So I feel the Detroit comedy scene should have that same volition. We should be of the same mission of letting people know you can't just come here and do what you want to do. There is an accountability to being a Detroit comic, and there's an accountability to interacting in the Detroit comedy scene. You know, a lot of people don't realize this or not, but Michigan comedy market next to LA, I think, is probably one of the most affluent and financially blessed markets there is when it comes to comedy entertainment. The type of money we make here in Michigan, I know for a fact you can't make that everywhere.
That's right.
So I'm not about to just let somebody come into this fold just because they, oh, I'm a comic. You can't just say that. You got to prove that. I mean, it's so funny. Just last night, I was out at an open mic, had a new comic approach me. Oh, I hear that you produce shows. Yes, I do. Oh, well, you need to consider me. I said, who are you? Now, that may seem harsh to some people, but that's the reality of the game.
Okay, the reality is that's, if it was music, that's the first thing you say, hey, I don't know who you are, haven't heard your music.
What can I do?
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about? Because I'm in the biz, I'm a businessman, okay? So my thing is, I'm in business to make a return off my investment. I'm not about to just put somebody up just because they are ambitious and, you know, wide-eyed, you know, and ready to go. I know a lot of people that were like that and failed for a long time. You know, I mean, I talk about Derek Jeter, one of the greatest Yankees known to man. 56 errors in his first year in Farm League. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, for the first 6-7 months of his whole career, they was trying to figure out, did we make a mistake? And he was one of the number one draft picks.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm just saying, I need to see if you can stand the test of time. I need to see if you're going to keep that same energy, that same excitement you had when you first walked and grabbed your first mic. Are you going to stay that excited after you've had your 100th mic, your 50th mic, your 200th mic? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to stay with that same vigor, that same energy? Because that's what it takes. Again, that's have to understand, you are in an underappreciated field on purpose. So the people who get appreciated in this field, they put the work in. Are you going to do the same? And that's just what it has to be. So,
and that's where the playing field gets leveled out real quick.
Right? Real quick. Real quick.
You put 1,000 people in the room and say they're comedians, but when it comes down to actually them being able to deliver.
To deliver.
On telling a story.
Come on.
Sharing their experience. And understanding and able to read that crowd that you're speaking to.
Right. And those things that you're talking about are actually advanced skills. The first thing you have to understand about being a comedian is you got to be funny. How do you translate what's funny to you to the masses? Mm-hmm. Because what's funny to you and your friends may not be funny to 200 people that are not inside your demographic, that are not inside of your culture, that have not had your life experiences.
That's right.
The key to being a comedian is be able to tell your story in such a way that no matter who hears it, laughs and is entertained. They find something personal to connect to inside of that story that made them say, wow, I know what that feel like. Or, wow, I wish I had said it like that. I've always wanted to say that like that. That's what we look for. Real comedians, that's what we look for. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to sit here and really go too hard on just the comedian part, because I'm more than just a stand-up comic. Stand-up comedy is a lane that I play in rather profusely and repetitively, okay? But I am so much more to the entertainment field than just a stand-up comic. Mm-hmm. I am one of the world's greatest masters of ceremony. I say that again, self-proclaimed, but I dare anybody to challenge me to it because I know for a fact there is no better master of ceremony alive today than I. And I'm willing to prove it at any given chance because there are so many things that comes in the art of being a master of ceremony. Not only am I a great master of ceremony, I have a great eye for talent.
That's right.
I know how to mature and maturate talent, okay? And I don't care what talent is because the same process that it takes to be a great ball player, whether that be baseball, football, or basketball, is the same process you need to be a great rapper, singer, dancer, performer, comedian, and the like, okay? There are certain skill sets that do not change no matter what field you are in. And success has a very familiar and repetitive skill set. Yeah. And it's just about, it's all about mentality. It's about being able to accept and understand who you are, live inside of that, but also being able to accept and then apply criticism. I think that's a lot what's wrong with a lot of our artists today. A lot of young people today and today, they have a hard time dealing with real criticism because there's so much adulation given to them. There's so much admonishment given to them. And then there's a lot of people that don't want to call people out because they don't want to be called out. So they don't want to say what's wrong with you because they know the finger going to get pointed back at them.
That's right.
And so my thing is, you got to be able to take the good with the bad. You got to be able to take the hard criticism just like you're able to take all the praise. I tell anybody that I mentor, you learn more from your mistakes than Absolutely. You do from your successes.
And I think that's what you said is a mouthful right there. And that's where a lot of people, when it comes to their dream and their goals, they want to skip the process.
Can't.
And there's no skipping the process.
Failure builds champions, not success. Failure. You have to know what it feels like to fail. You have to get that taste in your mouth. You have to experience the sour note of not achieving so that you learn to push through that to achieve. That whole, when we watch people win again, sports championships, the holding the Stanley Cup or the NBA championship trophy or, you know, the World Series trophy, and you start seeing all the crying and the tears and all that. Those are not just tears of joy. Those are tears of triumph.
That's right.
Because they remember what it felt like when they came close and didn't make it.
That's right.
They know what it feels like when the year I got injured and I wasn't able to be a part of the championship, or I wasn't able to give my part to the team succeeding. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to accept failure first before you can ever really achieve success.
That's right. Yeah, you said a mouthful right there. My next question is, what do you see your future next 5 years in comedy?
Well, my actual five-year goal is simple as this. In the next 5 years, I want to have matured my entertainment company to such a degree where we're one of the premier companies for people to utilize for whether it be bookings, event consulting, event production, things of that nature. In the next 5 years, I want to solidify that there is no greater MC in the game than JD the Smile Hustler. In the next 5 years, I see myself have hosted a lot of major events, not just locally, but you know, regionally and nationally. I want to have hosted NAACP dinners or banquets of, you know, whatever nature in whatever cities. I would like to, my goal is to have host the Stellar Awards at some point in time within these next 5 years. I need to be, again, associated with a number of different both activists and political, major political figures, again, both locally, regionally, and nationally, in such a way that they are utilizing my skills, my talent, and my company to help both promote their agendas, their campaign, their itineraries and things of that nature, as well as being actively in the communities making change for my culture. I take on personal advocacy, community advocacy. I take that on wholeheartedly, especially now in my latter years, being 50 years old now, having children. I want to be able to leave them something to fight for, as well as leave them the fight. I think that's another thing that we have done an injustice to our children, people that are in my age range and a little bit younger. I think one of the things we have we've not done enough of is to instill in our children that the fight must always continue. I think a lot of our children feel that they are no longer, going to suffer prejudicial treatment or have to go through social economic struggles and things of that nature. And that is absurd to even think that. That's the game. The game has not changed. It's just changed the way it goes about its business, but it's still going about the same business. And so, again, like I said, in the next 5 years, I hope to have accomplished all of these things that I have just listed, because, again, this leaves not only a legacy for myself, but it adds to the legacy that our culture needs to, again, continue to fight for on a daily basis, as well as provide something for the children of, tomorrow's leaders.
Man, you shared a mouthful right there, man. You definitely are set on leaving your mark and set on already, like I said, being a role model, like you say, and even for in a comedic aspect of entertainment, just like you said, you're that uncle.
I'm the uncle, man. Uncle JD, baby. You know what I'm saying? If I punch in your chest, don't take it like that. Just get tough. You know what I'm saying?
You hear, ladies and gentlemen, he said, get tough.
Just get tough, baby. You know what I'm saying? Life will hit you way harder than that.
You're right about that. And so we keep close to the end of this interview here, man. So is there any closing statements you want to say? Any closing statement that you want to share? And also, how can they reach out to you?
Well, one thing I just want to say to everyone is, let's really stop being so sensitive about what's said and really take what's said and get some inner perspective. I think people should take more time to self-evaluate what's going on with them and be honest with yourself. Stop lying. If I can't say nothing else on this interview that's poignant, stop lying to yourself, because everybody else know the truth. They just ain't saying that because they won't hurt your feelings. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah. Stop lying to yourself. Be honest with yourself so you can have true growth, true progress. That's the only way that you're ever going to achieve or even experience any real success. You got to start with honesty of self. And then you can go ahead and start spreading the love to your community. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking out for JD, the Smile Hustler, which I hope you are, because I'm here for everybody. I'm here for the world. That's what God put me here for. Okay. JD, the Smile Hustler on Facebook. That is my fan page. Please go there, hit like, and then I can get you onto my personal page. I got 5,000 people, so I got to constantly kick people off to bring people on my Facebook. Smile Hustler 01 on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat. You're probably going to see Smile Hustler 07. That was my original page. It was just Smile Hustler. I got hacked. They stole it. They put up 07 as soon as I put 01. Try to be funny. Okay. Report that page. If they ever come on you, please report them, because they stole my page. They are thieves. They are felons. Okay. But yeah, Smile Hustler 01, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Get at me.
JD, I'm honored. I'm honored. Because it fills my heart with joy, mm-hmm. to see a man go after his goal, go after his dream, but also willing to light that fire, mm-hmm. and light that light to make sure those behind you, you're able to have a light to know that no matter how dark it gets, how tough it gets, how frustrating it may get, that everything, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And like you say, you're there to help coach, talk, and guide comedians through the tough times. Because like you said, it's the failures that make you successful.
It's all about the failures. You can't be mad at the failure. It's only going to teach you one or two things. It's either going to teach you to get tougher, you know what I'm saying, or try something else. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you can't go wrong with either one of those. You feel what I'm saying? But you got to at least go through the fire. You got to put your, you got to test that, you know, that mantle that you have inside yourself. If you don't do that, man, you really cheating you. That's who you cheating. You cheating yourself. You know what I mean? So many people here, man, that just grow up, get older, and they realize how much time they wasted just wasting time. I could have been doing that, I could have been acquired this, I could have been recognized as this, but they didn't take the time, or they didn't want to go through the fire. They didn't want to go through the test. You gotta withstand the test. That's the only way you're going to know that you have the ability to do it. That's it.
That's right.
You know?
Ladies and gentlemen, you have got it. You have heard it for the one and only JD the Smile Hustler.
That's right. The people's choice, baby.
That's right. He's putting smiles on people's faces, no matter what you're going through in life. And he's got the type of comedy, but most importantly, the character in the industry of being in entertainment, where it don't take much to get caught off guard. It don't take much to get taken off your path.
That's true.
So this is someone who knows the path, sees the path, staying on the path, understanding the directions, distractions that may take you off the path.
Right.
And so I just want to tell you, I thank you for coming on, man.
Appreciate you, man.
And ladies and gentlemen, you already know this is the Get Your Business Right show with Michael Muse, a.k.a. Mr. Broadcastpreneur. This is Get Your Business Right. This is Bashani Radio coming out of New York City. You already know it's about always talk about everything. Because guess what? I love you. God loves you. There's nothing you can do about it. See you next time.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.